Okay, next case, please.
Case number 10,035, Vincent and Sandra Odom.
Excuse me.
West of Road 436, 1,230 feet south of Road 439, a variance from the minimum lot width requirement for a parcel.
Name and place of residence, please.
Vincent Odom, 32646 Curly Rock, Melville, Delaware.
All right, Mr. Odom, do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do. And if I could, these are plans. Can I pass these so we can all...
Start them at that end, and they'll mark them, please.
Okay.
Wait. And I need one for the file. Wait, I might have it.
Yeah, you may have it.
Is it this one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Excuse me, sir.
Evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir. Can you explain your request to the board on the subdivision you want to do?
Sure. This isn't, I don't know if subdivision is the correct word, and I definitely want to say whatever is in the code that is allowable for you all to let me do is what I want to do. In other words, I know you can't put 10 houses in here without storm drain and et cetera. This road, the one with the cul-de-sac, is there right now. It is a stone road. I've placed that road on the property. The first, where it says residual lands, of course, I live there right now. That lot is occupied by me. I would like to have all three additional lots. I realize that may not go. However many lots that you're willing to give me is what I would like to have. That's the request I'm making, whether it's whatever. Without having to go through the whole... When I talked to... let me see. This has been some time ago. I believe it was Richard McCabe. And let me see. Bob Stickle? Was he here at the time? This is what they helped me with. And, of course, Mr. Lewis helped me with. This would just be like, put the stone road in, break the lots up, and go. Apparently, they're telling me now this isn't the case.
Well, it would have been the right thing to do as far as doing a proper subdivision.
Right.
You started out saying you just wanted what was allowed by the code or the ordinance, I assume. You
exactly. With that stone road at the time, the way everybody explained it to me, I could put three lots behind mine.
Well, according to the ordinance, you could have two lots here.
Two, not three.
No, I'm sorry. You can only have one lot because you don't have 300 feet of road frontage.
Okay.
So one would be it.
So in talking to Mr. Stickles, was it suggested that you create a subdivision, I assume, because of
I'm not really sure. This is how they drew that up.
Okay.
I don't know if...
See, this is the wrong board for a subdivision.
What I guess I'm trying to say is I have to get a variance to put a house behind or two houses behind my house. Am I asking for the right thing?
Who recommended that you get a variance to do that?
That was in Lawrence Lank's office.
Mr. Odo,
yes, sir.
Did you in fact submit an application to planning and zoning for a subdivision, this identical subdivision?
I don't know that that's ever been done. I'm not sure.
You don't know if you ever applied for a subdivision?
The only thing I believe I ever applied for was a $400 for the variance hearing. No, we have not ever applied for a subdivision. No, I haven't been in here before or anything.
Okay.
And again, if this works out to where I can have one house or maybe two, whatever we can have is what I need to do.
Well, I can tell you that it's been the experience of this board in the past in similar cases where you have less than enough road frontage for two lots. It's been our practice to grant that request for typically instances where it was a family that... for example, parents that owned the property that wanted to create an additional lot for a family member.
Exactly.
But I don't recall any time that the board has granted such a request that allows so many lots. I mean, this is...
Oh, I understand.
This is typically something that would go before the Planning and Zoning Commission for a subdivision, not this board.
I guess then what I'm saying is, when I went in to apply for this, I said I would be happy at this time to get a lot, to get the house put back there. That's where I'm here. But while I'm standing here in front of y'all, I'm going to ask, is there any way I can get an additional lot? If that answer is no, without doing a subdivision, then so be it. But if I can get one lot, I'm all right. We'll move forward from that.
And is that a lot for you to sell?
No. We're going to put my son in it. I have two sons, Matthew and Anthony. Now, this is, if you're familiar with this area, there's a, to the right of it is a chicken house, which was West Soul Place, and to the other side, it's just an open field. So it's really rural. You know, would be imposing on anybody as far as I, and a lot's so deep that I almost have to, I mean, it's deadlocked unless I get something done with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're not looking to sell this place off now. This is where we live.
So you reside there now?
Oh, absolutely. I've been there for 12 years.
Years.
In fact, when I started here, there was a mobile home. Now we put a Nanticoke out front, but yeah.
But you knew how deep it was when you purchased the place.
Oh, absolutely. Well, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We bought that some 15 years ago from Mr. West, who's no longer with us. But oh, yeah.
So the two lots you want, you're going to put your sons in both of those lots?
Well, definitely the oldest one. He's married and getting ready to have a child, so definitely Anthony's going into one of them. The second one is in the future. He's only 17, so I don't want to tell you next year the kid's going in a house. That's not going to happen. In fact, what me and my wife would like to do someday is let one of the kids have the front house and put our dream big house all the way in the back and have that big property back there for us. Mm-hmm. That's a dream someday.
Okay.
You know, maybe take 4 acres of that back there, and that's where Pop resides.
So, did you get a letter from Shane Abbott? Did you get a letter from Shane Abbott?
Yes, I did.
What was it about?
I had went in and talked to Shane. No, actually, I talked to Lawrence. And Lawrence said, this shouldn't be a problem. Let me take this letter over and ask them before you even have to do a hearing and everything if they'll okay this, if they'll just give it to you. She said, I'll try. And then he said, no, you guys refuse that. You have to go through the hearing. Because I told him the same thing. I'll take one lot, two lots, whatever you can get me.
So it was denied then? It was denied through them?
Yes. Lawrence said... The letter that I got said, we're not going to give you three lots. And I was like, that's not, from Shane, I said, that's not what I asked. I said, I would take one lot if I can. You know, in the future, if I have to come back and get another lot or whatever, then we do that. But mm-hmm. Right now, I'm looking for the one lot. I think they came in and requested it just like it was a subdivision, just what you see here, without any notes on it or explanation.
This is what was submitted to us, that these two lots were being taken out and that this was all going to be one lot and this be a separate.
There you
lot.
Go.
That was what...
That's what we're looking to
that
get.
That was submitted. That's why on your copy it looks like a big black bar, because that was what was highlighted to be lot number two.
This whole thing was?
Yeah, except for the first lot.
Except for the first lot.
Yeah.
That's all one lot.
Be, along with this 50-foot be all one lot.
Okay.
Oh. So it's changed. That's changed from what you want.
No, sir.
That's why it was written up that he needed the 98.65 variance.
Okay.
This is on it. This is on Curly Drive, correct?
Yeah, oh, yes, sir.
And you say there's chicken houses adjacent to the property?
Oh, absolutely. Jones's is right there, which is Lee West's old home. Leroy West and Ellen.
Where are the chicken houses located, down toward, on Johnson Road?
Oh, no, 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 no. They run parallel with this property, if I may.
Let's see, you can't because...
This is Curly Drive.
Right here.
This is... That's Curly Drive. This up there is not Curly Drive.
Where's 24?
Yeah.
Route 24.
Yes, down here. There we go. Yeah.
All these, I think we're right, there's English Road, so that's where Press lives. We're right in here. I think that's my house right there.
Right, thank you.
South of English Road, right? You're south of English Road.
If I'm looking out my front door, the English Farm is right there.
You're south of it then, yeah.
Yes.
You're south of English Farm.
Yeah, that's the correct answer, yes, sir. I just got to get my bearing, you know, when you...
Come out looking that way, because you're looking off this way to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have a horseshoe drive in the front?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
Is there any problem in having a shared driveway? I think the state calls it a combined driveway. It'll probably be their requirement if we allow this.
None at all. Also, I need to tell you guys, that place has been parked and it's set to go to, just FYI.
Okay.
I did that also, I mean, just...
Been no problem with the shared driveway?
No, I'm sorry, no problem. To answer your question, no problem with shared driveway.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion. We take case number 10,035 under advisement.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 10,035 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Sir, your case also has been taken under advisement at this time. There may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office first thing in the morning.
I think I'll call in the morning. Thank you all. Appreciate your time.
Next case, please.
Case number 10,036, Gerald and Joan Townsend, northwest intersection of Road 357 and Erie Avenue, a variance from the side yard setback requirements.
It's a little bit hard hearing, so I don't know who you want to take.
Sir.
Gerald.
Both state your names and addresses, please.
Yeah, Gerald Townsend. 307-8 Cedar Neck Road.
Joan Townsend, 307-82 Cedar Neck Road, Ocean View.
Both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes, sir.
Podium then and make your presentation.
Good evening, ma'am.
Mr. Chairman, we have a problem with the tape.
Can
we
okay.
A couple seconds.
Would it be possible for me to testify tonight?